For Dark Matter News, I'm Leo Ashcraft. NASA's one-ton Curiosity rover landed on Mars 3 years ago this week. As the car-sized rover touched down on the Martian surface, it ushered in a new era of planetary exploration on Mars. But it was also the start of something else. Curiosity's sardonic Twitter alter ego, known as the Sarcastic Rover. The Sarcastic Rover parody Twitter account came into being on August 6, 2012. The night of the famous 7 minutes of terror landing that brought Curiosity to the Martian surface, Sarcastic Rover's brand of science-minded wit was apparent from the moment it arrived on Twitter. Sarcastic Rover acts like any of us would after being sent to Mars. It's kind of upset, a little lonely, and it wants to make fun of everything. The parody account resonated with people immediately. The account attracted some 7,000 followers during its first night online, according to Jason Philitrault, a screenwriter and the mind behind the Sarcastic Robot. Sarcastic Rover now has about 134,000 followers, 3 years into Curiosity's mission. One of our listeners, Ron, ran across a photo from the winter of 2007 that he says he took right after it snowed there in Everett, Washington. He says it was around midnight or so, and the photo was taken on his back deck, which is looking northwest towards Port Gardner Bay, which is part of the Puget Sound. You can just see the neighbor's house in the background. There appears to be a ghost image near the edge of the deck, and it seems to be looking at Ron. He says he didn't see it at the time the photo was snapped. Instead, Ron says he would be heading indoors at a quick pace and locking the door behind him. Take a look at the backyard ghost sent in from one of our listeners, Ron, at darkmatternews.com or artbell.com.
Hi, I'm Janiel Shulman, a longtime listener of Art Bell. I've also written a dozen books, a Twilight Zone episode, and made 2 movies. My first novel, Alongside Night, came out in 1979 with a book endorsement from Nobel Prize-winning economist Milton Friedman, who praised it for its disturbing resemblance to past history and future possibilities. Many others, including Glenn Beck, Ron Paul, and Alex Jones, have celebrated my novel for its futuristic vision of America collapsing from too much government. Now I've put my novel on the screen as a futuristic action movie. It stars Kevin Sorbo, TV's Hercules, and star of God's Not Dead. To see a vision where freedom's not dead, buy the 3-disc Blu-ray DVD combo pack of my movie Alongside Night. It's $16.95, including shipping and handling. You can buy it online right now at area51movies.com or after 9:30 a.m. Eastern, phone 800-527-2375. Again, buy online now at area51movies.com or after 9:30 a.m. Eastern at 800-527-2375. Thank you.
After last night's show on Bigfoot, we've had earthquakes, meteors, asteroids, UFOs, volcanic activity, and something has shaken loose. Earlier today, young Eric Waters had an experience that will change his life forever. Today, a Boone man trying to enjoy a little bit of time in the North Carolina mountains had a run-in with Sasquatch. His little doggy was able to chase it away. Due to some licensing issues on YouTube, we were not able to get the audio or the video for this. I am going to attempt to reenact today's video. No, Yippee! No, Yippee! No, no! No, no! Oh, okay. Oh, we're safe. That's about it. And while he was breathing heavy and saying, no, Zippy, off to the right seemed to be a humanoid beast, a little shorter than normal. Might have been maybe a teenage, younger Sasquatch or Sasquai or Sagittarius. The Yeti seemed to be crouched and crawling away to the right. Seemed a little shorter than most. Yeah, that's right. Height doesn't matter. This little guy was moving pretty quick for your normal Sasquatch, but hey, maybe he had to go. When nature calls! We enhanced some of the audio using our spectrometer vocalizer by subtracting the first and second tracks. Here's what we found. It continues to haunt me. E-may, no-a, acation-vay. According to our Pig Latin specialist, he was saying that he was on vacation. Eric's memory of this is corroded and polluted by the horrible smell. He said it was somewhere between a dead, rotting flesh and the sweet, pungent smell of a freshly sprayed skunk. Bigfoot investigators and enthusiasts from all over the area have swarmed to this little North Carolina town. Hopefully, we'll find out soon what they have. This is John G. with Dark Matter News.